Welcome back to another episode of Jiu-Jitsu School. I'm your host, Professor Nakamoto, and today we're diving deep into key takeaways from BJJ Mental Models Episode 4, Dominant Angles, hosted by Professor Steve and Matt Kwan. Strap in, we're about to unlock some powerful insights. In Jiu-Jitsu, establishing dominant angles is crucial. Here's why. 1. Foot placement and balance. According to Matt Kwan, maintaining a strong base and keeping your arms tucked can make or break your striking and wrestling game. This principle helps in both offense and defense. 2. Posture. Significance. Steve Kwan emphasizes maintaining a good posture as a keystone to gaining dominant angles. Effective body positioning minimizes exposure to opponents, giving you the upper hand. 3. Creating and exploiting dominant angles. Techniques like arm drags and leg drags are fundamental in disrupting your opponent's structure and posture, leading to more opportunities to attack. 4. Inversion and lever control. Matt highlights the crab ride's effectiveness, complementing his upcoming DVD on inverted jiu-jitsu, which focuses on improving back takes and repositioning. 5. Outside comfort zones. Steve insists on training with intimidating partners to challenge yourself and emphasizes seeking real, applicable knowledge by pushing outside your comfort zones. 6. Mental drilling. Matt shares his journey of overcoming difficulties in executing throws by visualizing and mentally drilling techniques, even when away from the mats. Steve supports this, recommending an analytical mind and meditative drilling as tools for faster learning. 7. Consistency beyond the mats. Continuously engaging with jiu-jitsu, even off the mats, is vital. Think critically about your techniques and always aim for self-improvement. 8. Controlling the inside channel. Having control over your opponent's inside space, whether it's legs, arms, or head, gives you leverage advantage. This principle applies across various positions, guard, standing, and beyond. 9. Footwork and takedowns. Steve and Matt underscore how crucial footwork and securing arm drags are to maintaining dominant angles while standing. Practicing takedown techniques is indispensable. 10. Long-term goals and humility. Both hosts emphasize consciously deciding your jiu-jitsu goals, whether as a hobby or a potential career, and always remain humble, analyzing and learning from your failures. Utilizing these lessons from dominant angles helps us not just on the mats, but in our mindset and approach to challenges in life. Test your knowledge and reinforce your learnings on our website at jiu-jitsu-school.com. Let's stay consistent, push our limits, and keep evolving our game. Thank you for tuning in to Jiu-Jitsu School. Keep drilling, stay focused, and until next time.